Yeah, here we go, guys. I don't know why. There we go. You know how it goes. It's Tuesday.
Hello.
Da 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 da. It's actually quarter after. I'm on time. How about you? I listened to somebody. Somebody said, do it at quarter after. So there you go. Damn, I'm good.
A quarter after would be 9:25.
Stop it. Go drink your coffee. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am fantastic now that I got you on the line, you know. I need a little backbone here. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Well, you know, you said 9 and quarter after. I said quarter after. And then all of my mind was just like 9:25. I wasn't thinking. Sorry. Hi, guys.
Here he is. Okay. Hey, do you have $80,000 laying around? I made an announcement before. Guess what?
$80,000?
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. No, I don't. No.
Yes, the Sopranos Diner is for sale. What do you think? They think we could turn it into the Chill Factor?
Wouldn't that be awesome? That is so cool. And I was just checking out a clip of the Sopranos on Facebook.
No way. Stop it.
They weren't showing the actual diner, but yeah, I was just checking out the clip.
$80,000. Could you imagine? 80 grand? In that, Jersey. Yeah. That means you'd have to come up this way. Jersey.
In Jersey, huh? In Jersey. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, great. Have a text and say Jersey all the time. So then get out of here. Get out of here.
Bada bing, bada boom. You're out of here.
Bada bing, bada boom. Huh?
What's the matter with you?
Well, I'm half guinea, you know that.
Yeah, mini guinea. That's me.
Yeah, I'm a mini guinea.
Tex-Mex, mini guinea. It's all the same, right?
Tex-Mex.
Is that like Chex-Mex?
No, my God.
Sorry.
What are you? I'm a Chex-Mex. Give me alone. Oh, my God.
We're trying here, you know? What are you going to do? So,
not buy the Chex-Mex. I don't like Chex-Mex.
You don't? I mean,
no, that's for like people, like old people.
Oh, blame me, old people. What you talking about, Willis? Old people.
I got a birthday coming up next year or something.
Next year? Yeah. How about 2024? Hello. Wait a minute.
Hold on. What month is this? In a couple of more months.
It is March. Jesus. It is a leprechaun. You know, you got to dance around like a leprechaun. Everybody's Irish.
Okay.
Yep.
Just Chex-Mex over here.
Chex-Mex. You could use the green food coloring. There you go. Everybody's Irish.
Yeah, everybody. Okay.
Everybody's Irish. And
what did we drink last night, Miss Kathleen?
I'm drinking water.
Okay.
Here, wait. Okay. You ready? I'll do a little sound effect. Ready? This is what I'm drinking out of this morning. My mom bought me these nice, really beautiful. I could take a picture and share it later, but listen. You hear that?
That sounded like a bad symbol.
Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, that sounded even like a worse symbol.
Like church.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It wasn't me. I wasn't there. Nope.
Okay. It's not holy water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I drink that stuff, you know. It works from the inside out. Demons be gone.
Poof. And then some. Poof.
Yeah, it's like, demons be gone and let others come in.
There you go. You think you better go back out the door and come back in again.
Okay. Is there a back door to this place? Oh, my God.
Only a window behind me. Yeah. So, Mikey, why is March such a good month?
Oh, March is good. I have no clue.
Because it's the only one thing that can march. Sorry. That was a bad one.
Okay. Yeah, that was a very bad one.
All right, here you go. Why did... Listen. Go ahead.
Okay, let me try this again. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Mikey.
Good morning.
How are you?
This is for editing purposes only. Bing! Okay.
There you go. Dong.
Okay, yeah, we got the cowbell. Oh,
should bring that. I've got one of those.
Holy. What? Cowbell?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of cowbells, laying around. Yeah.
Send me one. I need a bigger one. I've got one.
You need a cowbell? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Why, you have one of those? Really?
Yeah.
Do you ring it?
No.
Oh,
it's just no. It's just for looks.
Mikey, what are you doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm ringing the cowbell. So we got exciting news. I've already shared it, but I know you want to share it too. So go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. What are we? I mean, there was something. Oh, hold on. You put me on the spot.
Stop. Rewind.
it's like if I'm being interrogated and the spotlight hit me. Bing, okay, Mikey. No, it wasn't me. I wasn't there. I don't even know what kind of news you're talking about, but.
Sent me something the other day when I was on the radio, and we have how many listeners or how many countries now listening in?
94 countries.
Oh,
yeah, that's the news. Yes, 94
that's
countries.
The news.
We were 93.
Word well, up. Hello.
We had 93. We now have 94. Thank you so much, everyone, for that.
And the downloads. And also,
oh, God. Downloads 1,000. Oh, God. 1,100 and something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, something like that. And when you said about news, I'm very excited to have Emily.
Emily's going to be on Saturday morning. She's an author here in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And she was out at 2 Barnes & Nobles, and she's got an awesome book. I cannot wait for everybody to hear her. Yeah, she's really, really good. She's blowing up here in Connecticut. And like I said, she was out last weekend, actually. And she 2 Barnes & Nobles, she was back-to-back booked. Literally, no pun intended. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
You're back to back books.
Sorry. I thought it was an afterthought.
that was better than the March one.
Okay.
This is not do the March no more.
Okay. Let's see.
That one really, that's not cool.
Okay. Why did the band decide to play in the show in March?
Why?
Because they wanted to march to their own beat. Sorry.
Next.
Okay, here's one for you. It's not a joke. This is a true story. So, you know, you and I talk a lot, right? About food all the time.
Except for those last three days. Yeah, okay.
Yep. That too. We'll get to that.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kat.
Well, we know you're not full of it anymore. So,
well, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Roto Rooter is the name. And then what is it? Away goes troubles down the drain. I don't know. I'm not a singer.
I don't know what the heck you're just saying. I don't know. It's just good morning, Mikey. That's all I know. All I've heard for now, I mean, since I got on the phone, was good morning and the news. Everything else was this.
So last week I went out to McDonald's and got myself a fry and a chicken, right?
Uh-huh.
And I haven't had it in a long time. And I said, I'm going to just treat myself to something. Well, they have this thing now. It's called a Wob McDonald's or Whack McDonald's or something like that. Whatever. It's with a W. So they have this special sauce that you can get. It was good. It was good. Instead of like your sweet and sour sauce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me have a chicken sauce. I like king.
Chickens have sauce.
Okay, so chicken sauce, wouldn't that be like chicken broth? Well, hello.
No, chickens do have sauce.
Oh, okay. Let me have a chicken and a fry and some broth. Thank you. Sure, sir.
And go dipping in that stuff, though.
Why can't you be normal? Like, let me have a burger, fries, and ketchup.
So McDonald's announces, last week or a couple weeks ago, McDonald's announces that they're this week, meaning last week, that it will be using a savory chili sauce. It's called, I'll spell it for you, WCDonald's, WCDONALD'S. The sauce is a brand new flavor for dipping. Yep. Not only for French fries, but like your, chicken nuggets too. Yep.
I have one question for you.
Why?
Who spells a word with WC?
WC. What? Don't you know? That's a show, a station, the WC.
Yeah, but how do you pronounce it?
What? I don't know.
You see? I mean.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, it's. Anyway.
I have no idea. Hey, Mikey. You know me. I'm always trying to do my homework for the station.
Right.
Do you have any of these items from the 80s that are worth a lot of money? So listen to this.
Okay.
Do you have a Cabbage Patch doll?
No.
Oh,
That'd be
weird.
That would be weird.
They're worth like a couple thousand dollars right now. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Okay. And wow. I know this is going to resonate with you because you're a big gamer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So in the 1980s, they had this game called Atari.
Yeah. Okay. The Atari 7600. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you still have yours?
Yes, I do.
You do? The original,
yes, I do.
1980s?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 7600 one. The one with the four toggles on it. Not okay. The two toggles. The
okay.
Four toggles.
The four. Okay. Yeah. $10,000.
Love you. Gotta go. Bye. See ya.
$10,000 it's worth, right?
Really? I'm not going to get rid of it. No.
Yeah. Yep.
No. Wow. Yep. $10,000.
And if you have Super Mario Brothers from 1985, the Nintendo game and everything.
No. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Have that.
They're pricing those out too. Yeah. Yep. Wow. And if you have a Lincoln, Cent 1980D Lincoln, yeah, you're in for some serious money. $2,499.
$2,499. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why the $99?
Tax. I don't know.
Yeah, what happened to that $1? It's like, you know, it's just.
Do you have a Barbie doll?
No. Negative.
Well, if you could find one, right? The 1988 Barbie doll, right? It's estimated to be
$2,000. Wow. Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I still have my Atari game. And you know when mom bought me that Atari, mm-hmm. it came with a Tink game in it with it, mm-hmm. and it's still in the box. Yeah.
Okay, so it's called the Red Sea Crossing Atari game. So if you look at the name of it, see if that's what's on there.
Okay.
1980s.
Red Sea. I never heard of that one.
Yep, $10,000. It's worth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Lots of great stuff from back in the day. They're all up on eBay and everything, so you can definitely check that out.
Yep. eBay still around?
eBay is still around, believe it or not. Yeah.
So I don't get out much.
Well, that's all right. I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
I'll try the sauce. I want to be one of those taste testers that go around. They get paid for doing that.
Oh, let me go to Dunkin' Donuts and give me some free donuts.
There you
I'll
go.
Be okay. Yeah, yeah, I like that one.
Calzones.
Yeah, calzones. Yep. Well, how about if they don't fit me, though? Duh.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's not food.
No. God. Kathleen.
Well, that's the Latin
word for
it.
Look at your notes. Hello, we go over it.
Let me see. I got some more sound effects here.
Oh, my God.
There you go. I looked through my notes. I don't see anything.
Oh, my God, your sound effects. We need to work on your sound effects. We need to.
Yeah, so a lot of downloads over at the iHeart. And we've got Rob the Drummer that's going to be coming on in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about this. Rob is back. He's going to be talking to us about the NAMM. So,
NAMM, uh-huh.
Yep, the NAMM. I'm excited about it because I've never been before. So I'm sure you guys are going to blow my speakers up in my ears and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Always
it's
good
wonderful.
Stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
always
it's,
great
yeah,
stuff. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ed Cohen, got to give him props too.
Good morning, Mr. Ed Cohen.
Yep.
Good morning, sir.
Bridget said she wants to come over and hang out.
Cool.
Good morning, Bridget.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I heard Jim. I heard his name.
Yes.
Jim
yeah, is listening in.
Jim.
Yes.
I hope
yes,
he's doing
yes.
okay.
All right. Well, yes. Do you want to hang on for a second? Let me see if I can get Rob. I know it's 1 minute too, but let's see if we can get Rob on the line.
Sure.
Okay. Hang on. Let's try and do a double here. Here we go, folks. It's live radio. You're listening to the Chill Factor Radio with DJ Jazzy Cat and none other than the creator of all of the videos. And actually, Mikey just worked on some new stuff. So again, thank you, Mikey, as always. He is our web guy over there. He designs everything, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I was about to ask you, who are you talking about? We got another guy on the staff?
sound effects. Alrighty, well, I think it's time to go back to a little bit of music. We're going to wrap it up in just a few minutes, as always.
Okay.
That was great. Lots of fun
that
with
was
Rob,
awesome.
Always. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I learned a lot. I always like talking to Rob.
I learned a lot, which is really cool. And, you know, of course, the both of yous, I look up to both of yous. Like I said, I'm stuck to the ceiling. You're stuck to the wall, whatever.
Whatever. We're stuck there. We're just stuck.
We're having fun with it, right? It's a great
day. Oh, yeah,
day.
Definitely.
Definitely. So we'll definitely bring it forward. Any final thoughts before I say goodbye? We say goodbye?
Yeah. I was going to ask you a question. What are you going to play next? I want to hear something like. Mm,
yeah. I have.
Get my day going.
Fight of the Phoenix. It's called the Grand Funk Railroad. It's a remix, actually. Or I could give you some options. Let me give you some options. Okay. Moondance. Some Marvin Gaye. Got to Give It Up. Let's see. I have Nikita, which is kind of slow. We don't really want that. Let's see what this one is here. That's the Meaning, a Beautiful Bend. Let's see.
Okay.
Betty Davis Eyes. Okay.
And they're all good songs. I just like, the
Groove,
I'm not feeling it.
Heat Wave, The Groove. Let's see. Stomp, Brothers Johnson. The Almond Brothers, Soul Shine.
Hey. Oh, okay. Now you're getting a little bit better now. Almond Brothers.
We're talking 7 minutes on that song. So let's pat.
Okay. Next.
Okay. The Best of My Love by The Emotions.
Any Eagles in there?
I could definitely. What song do you want for them? Let's see if I.
Anything. Anything. Except for Hotel
California. About Take It Easy?
There you go. That's a good one.
Let me see if I could do my magic.
Take it easy, eh?
Gotcha. All lined up. We're going to take you out with this, folks. If you're listening in this morning, it's the Mikey and Kat Show with guest Rob the Drummer here on the Chill Factor. As always, Mikey, it's such a blessing to talk to you in the morning. We always have fun here, don't we?
Always. Always. I do want to take this moment to say hi to Jim out there for us. He's always a huge support. All those other supporters out there, you know, we're talking Lisa.
Yep.
And everyone, I'm sorry if I don't mention all you guys, because thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You know, you guys mean a lot to us.
And Martha for buying, Haley and Martha bought the merchandise. Isn't that cool?
Yes. Thank you, both of y'all. Haley, thank you. And Miss Martha, thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Well, you're the designer. Mikey is the designer of all the clothing, all the keychain stuff, anything you see on the merchandise page. Oh, Mikey, too. I mention earlier about how wonderful it was to see the YouTube that you had put together? We have 40 subscriptions to the YouTube channel now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, we do have 40. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I uploaded that last video, I saw that. It's like, oh my God, thank you guys. You know,
great stuff. You always work your magic. Awesome. Mikey is the man. All right. Him and his calzones gotta go. Sorry. I haven't had that one.
Whoever's listening, calzone is, you know, you eat the calzone. It's in your deli.
Mm-hmm. And in Latin, I'm going to use my
Latin, you use the calzone. not the George. Not the George. I said, no. No, calzone in Latin, you would probably wear, chaps, leather chaps.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Just saying.
Watch out.
Just saying.
I'm stuck on the ceiling again. Goodbye. And with that factor, thank you so very, very much again.
Oh, thank you. And we'll be talking.
Keep up the good work, Mikey.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to you later. With your song of choice, Take It Easy by the Eagles, guys. Have a wonderful day. We'll catch you tomorrow morning at 9:30, right?
Right. Exactly. 9:30 on the dot.
All right. Thanks, Mikey. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.